Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nancy Bass Wyden owns the iconic Strand Bookstore, and she says in its 93-year history, this is the first time they've had layoffs.
Our whole spirit was about the community, about connecting with our wonderful bookish staff.
She says she was able to get money from the Payroll Protection Program, but she'll have to pay it back because she can't bring staff back. She knows they could socially distance inside if the city allowed curbside pickup similar to what they're doing in New Jersey.
Letting us, you know, very safely either have a table out front or letting us go right outside and letting us put the bag right in a person's car.
She says at the very least, the city should be promoting small businesses who have an online presence. And although the city is hurting financially, possibly giving some tax breaks. Samantha Liebman, 10 Winds News.